R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect, support lupus, radio blast rise. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute ending crew Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the side.
Hello world, welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. I know you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you chose to hang out with me, your girl, and for that, I thank you. If you're on Twitter and Instagram, by all means, follow me at I am Psy. Also, go on Facebook and like the Psy Effect fan page there. You can go there by logging on to www.facebook.com/The Psy Effect. Tonight on The Psy Effect, I have a very special guest, spoken word artist, Solace the Writer. And Solace has been doing his thing for a while now. He's been grinding, and he released his album that's totally free on DatPiff called Fear of Mike. And it's so dope, and I'm so excited to share him with you guys tonight. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back with Solace the Writer. This is the Psy Effect Radio Show. Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there.
What up, y'all? It's comedian Rodney Perry, and you listen to the Psy Effect Radio Show. Radio show.
Psy,
you off the chain, baby.
Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
My happy Twitter to be friend. Here.
Wait, let me give you a proper introduction. Let me say your name. Hold up.
Oh, right.
Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show. Spoken word artist, hella funny, talented, Mr. Solace the Writer. Welcome, Solace.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. Like we said earlier, it's a long time coming. You know, we've been trying to get this done for a minute.
Better late than never, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you've been, first let me say I'm a fan of not only your Twitter feeds, but I'm a fan of your spoken word as well. Can you tell us? First, for those who don't know, because I'm very familiar with the spoken word community, but tell the people that are not familiar, what's the difference between a spoken word artist and a poet?
Let me break that down real quick. Okay, well, a spoken word artist, there's a big difference from a poet, and they do kind of the same things, but the main difference from being spoken word artists is they don't use the same format as a poet. A poet will be using a lot of different poetic devices, alliteration, onomatopoeia, rhyme scheme, whereas a spoken word artist can go up there and just speak. And it doesn't have to follow any type of device or format. They could be speaking a letter or speaking something they just free wrote. And that's more on the lines of what I do. And I wanted to make that known, hence the name being Solace the Writer, is because that kind of robs away from the actual poets who get up and actually do, you know, their poetic thing up on stage also.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, now, big difference.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm, no, you're good.
Tell us the meaning of your name.
No, it's of course, the definition of solace is comfort in times of hardship or mourning. And it was a beautiful word. I've been called that since 2003 when I started speaking overseas. And I kind of wanted a stage name to just get up and speak. And I love the name Solace, so it kind of stuck. And I was called Solace the Poet. You know, it stuck until I went to actually a poetic workshop, a poet workshop, and I was surrounded by tons of poets, and they quickly let me know that, you know, it's another ball game when you're actually a poet. I didn't even know what a poetic device was. Mm-hmm. So how was I calling myself a poet? And right. I didn't know what the poetic device was. So I kind of switched that up after that conference to start off the writer to bring it all together. You know, I could be the comfort in times of mourning for people who can't really speak or are afraid of public speaking, and I'm a writer in doing so. So mesh the two together, and voila.
What makes you different from other spoken word artists?
Well, what I try to do is I try to fuse hip-hop, spoken word, and jazz into what I do. And so that's a little different from spoken word artists because a lot of them don't use music, and I didn't want to be just any spoken word artist you see up there. You know, I'm in the D.C. market. It's really saturated with beautiful poets and spoken word artists, and I kind of wanted to have my own lane. So I do a little hip-hop. I incorporate a lot of music and jazz into what I, the music that I do. And, of course, I do my spoken word thing. So it's giving the user and the fan base a unique experience.
I love it. Now, your album title, Sea of Mics.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Okay, good question. Well, it came from me actually having a fear of performing or a fear of microphones. I started back performing again in 2010 full-time, and I noticed when I got on stage, I had a fear that I didn't have before, in, like in 2003 when I was doing it overseas. So I realized, whoa, I took a step back, and I realized I will always be writing, of course, but I really had a fear of performing. So I was like, let me title this album Fear of Mics because it's giving the user the actual experience of what I'm going through. By conducting this album, putting it out, recording it, I'm actually going to be getting over that fear of performing, a.k.a. the fear of microphones. So it gives the user that experience of getting over your fear. Yeah. And the first track kind of it tackles that. It's, you know, getting over the fear of mics, getting over your fear of live, things like that.
I love it because your title basically spoke into existence.
Exactly.
You, when you
that's
put
exactly
it out
it.
There,
you get
that's
it.
How you get over it.
Mm-hmm. By going through it, exactly.
Now, are there any spoken word artists or poets that inspired you along the way?
Yes, 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 and I love talking about them. The main one is Rebecca Dupas. She's a local artist, been doing her thing for about 12 to 13 years. We went to high school and middle school together. Very talented, world-known, beautiful young lady. And when I got back to doing my spoken word thing in about 2010, we were introduced again. And she, you know, had a couple of CDs out, wrote a book called The Exchange. And that exchange kind of changed my life. I noticed my work started to stem from those poems conducted in, that she wrote in that book. And so I started, you know, being able to write, being able to see her perform, being able to meet her friends in the poet the universe out here. So, yeah, definitely inspired by her and the people that she's connected with. And I kind of took it from there.
You know what amazes me, Solace, is that you know how we are inspired by other people? And I often think, what if they gave up? What if they decided not to continue their passion and their dream? Who would inspire us then? Who would give us the motivation to say, I can do that? That's why I try to tell people it's so important to continue to do what you feel that's in within your bones, your marrow, because you never know who will be inspired. You could be inspiring the next president. You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
I think that story you just told was an awesome one.
Thank you.
The Fear of Mics. You got a couple of tracks that I'm really loving. Honestly, I'm loving everything. I wish I could mesh them all and play them all, which I probably may try to do so because I
no
love
problem.
Them all.
Yeah.
Tell us the people that you work with on the album.
Oh, man, okay. It was an incredible project for me, being my introduction project, my debut album. Mm-hmm. I worked with some known acts and some up-and-coming acts, which is pretty cool. My mentor is Dwelle Gardner, Dwelle G, Detroit, yeah. Neo-soul star. I kind of pattern what I do, like my actions and everything off of him. Been a big supporter of him since 2001, and I got a track featuring him called Lady at the Gallery. He's on there. Up-and-coming, well, he's not up-and-coming anymore, Logic 301. He's a hip-hop artist from Maryland, and I've been following him since 2010. And, you know, I watched him go from local artist to sign to Def Jam right now. And I have a track that samples him that he was able to shout me out when it was coming out and everything. So that has him be able to hear my music, shout me out via Twitter, tell me to keep going, it meant everything. So he's on there. I got a Anita Baker sample because I grew up on Anita Baker. I got a Anita Baker sample on there. I got production from Ninth Wonder. So I got a Ninth Wonder track on there, and some up-and-coming poetic stars such as Sophisticated. She sings a hook on one of the songs called Flaws as Assets. She also inspired the song, too. So it's a good